From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we once again gather around the radio to study the precious Word of God. And this week we are looking at Ephesians chapter 5 and taking a look at some of the passages in that great chapter as we discuss the concept of being followers of God, or in other words, following in God's footsteps. For those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, we are the children of God through faith in Christ. And because of our position in Christ, it is very important that we follow in the footsteps of God. As it says right there in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." And that's a clear command for us to consider. We are under command from God as Christians to follow in God's footsteps. And certainly when we do that, we please the Lord. When we don't do that, we dishonor God. And so I just ask you today, as a Christian, can you say that you are following in the footsteps of God, or are you following in the footsteps of the world and maybe following ungodly things rather than godly things? Every one of us as Christians must answer that question. Today, we're going to continue looking at Ephesians chapter 5 by considering a condition to contemplate. Now, yesterday we looked at a command to consider, and that is that we should be followers of God as His dear children. But we also have a condition to contemplate as the children of God, and that is the fact that in verses 2 through 17, three times we are told to walk in a certain way. For instance, let me read verses 1 and 2 for you again. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2, where it says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." And then drop down, if you would please, to verse 8. It says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." And so we see we are to walk, as it were, in love. Secondly, we are to walk, as it were, in light. And then thirdly, drop down, if you would please, to verses 15 through 17, where it says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." That teaches us that we should walk in wisdom. And we put these three things together, we have a condition to contemplate, and the condition to contemplate is this: now that we are saved, does our walk in life reveal that we are saved? Three times in this passage, we are told to walk in a certain way. Walk in God's love, walk in God's light, and then walk in the concept of God's wisdom. We're going to look at each one of those the next couple of days. Today, we're going to look at this first command, this first condition, and that is to walk in love because God is love. You see it there in verse 2? "And walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." Now, that word walk is an interesting term. Now, you know, when we think of walking, we think of a physical walk where we are walking down the pathway or walking through the house at one step at a time. And certainly walking is a one step at a time concept. But the word walk, as we have here in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 2 and in verse 8 and then on in verse 15, simply means to tread all around. That's really the literal meaning of this particular word walk. And figuratively, it means to live or to deport oneself. In other words, to have a certain life and a certain type of a deportment that reveals something. And what it is teaching here is that as Christians, we are to have a deportment, a lifestyle that shows the love of God, the light of God, and the wisdom of God. We're talking about following in God's footsteps. The question that we need to ask today is this: does our life, does our walk reveal the love of God? That's what we want to consider today. He says, and walk in love as Christ hath also loved us. Now, you know, it is absolutely true that God is love. We know that. There's no doubt about that. Over in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 8, it clearly says God is love. It doesn't tell us that God does love, which he does, but it tells us that God is love. And of course, he manifested that love through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. John 3:16 reminds us of that when it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God so loved the world that he sacrificially gave his Son, Jesus Christ. And so, since God is love, we as his children should imitate his love as his child. Now, I can hear somebody say, Pastor Gary, I can't imitate the love of God. I don't have the capacity to do that. Well, beloved, you do have the capacity to do that. For instance, take a look at 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, and I want to read verses 3 and 4, where it says this: according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We see from those two verses that through faith in Jesus Christ, we certainly are recipients of the divine power of God, and we have all things in Christ, but also we are recipients of the divine nature of God. Now, that doesn't mean that we are God, but what it means is that when we trust Christ as Savior, God's power, God's nature indwells us through the person of the Holy Spirit, and therefore the Holy Spirit will give us the ability, the strength, the power, and the wisdom to be everything that God wants us to be. We, as believers, have the divine nature, and God in his nature is love. And so as you and I yield to the Spirit of God in our lives on a day-by-day basis, we are able to love as God loves. You know, loving as God loves is a choice. Certainly, we as Christians must make a choice to love God and to love others. Secondly, loving as God loves is attainable because we are empowered by the Holy Spirit. And in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22, it tells us that the first element of the fruit of the Spirit is love. Remember that? He tells us not to walk in the flesh, but walk in the Spirit. And then the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and so forth. Thirdly, loving as God loves is a testimony. Jesus says in John chapter 13 and verse 35 that the way that people see and know and understand that we are disciples of God is by our love one for another. And then I believe it's very clear as we study the scriptures that loving as God loves is a motivation to avoid sin. You know, when we know Jesus Christ as Savior, and when we become a child of God, we should hate what God hates, and God hates sin. We should love what God loves, and God loves righteousness. And so the question is, are you saved? If you aren't, I encourage you right now to call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. If you are saved, walk in love, here it is, as Christ also hath loved you, hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. As God went out of his way to send Jesus Christ to the cross for you and for me, we should go out of our way through love to serve the Lord. As God sent his son Jesus Christ to the cross, and Christ went out of his way to do that for you and for me through God's great love, we should go out of our way to love others sacrificially, even as God loved us. And here's the point. When we choose to obey the word of God and to love God and to love others, the Spirit of God will give us the enablement and the power to do that. And so let us follow in the footsteps of God by loving God first, by loving others second, even as God has loved us. Are you showing the love of God in your life? That's something to seriously consider today. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we will note the second condition to contemplate, and that is to walk in light. So I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, from the Way of Truth Ministries, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.